The May 2026 Seven Sisters Apostolate Communique. A seven sister, one holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. The image is of three images of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The first, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The middle, Madonna of the Grapes. And the third, Virgin in Prayer. The opening quote by St. John Vianney. Let us live as the Blessed Virgin lived, loving God only, desiring God only, trying to please God only in all that we do. Greetings and blessed Eastertide to dearest sisters in Christ, in this holy season brimming with new life. Let us intend these gifts of full to overflowing graces to be offered as cups of cool water to those on our paths in this parched, weary world. Oh, and we too thirst. May we graciously accept those cups held out to us. With the promise of abundant new life evident both in nature and in the Church, it seems fitting that the month of May has long been dedicated to Mary. What opportune time to draw closer in friendship and love of her. As seven sisters, our inclination to call upon Mary both in prayer and as guide carries wisdom. We join the chorus over the arc of time that she is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Giving attention to Mary always leads us to Jesus. She follows him in every way and is thus rightly seen by the Church as the first and perfect disciple. She accompanies us in our pursuits of his will and way. As seven sisters, we honor Mary under the title of Madonna of the Grapes, the overseer of the Eucharistic life. Here she assists us to embrace the essence of the Eucharist, our source and summit. Through our steady prayers for priests and bishops, before our Eucharistic Lord, we ourselves supernaturally become disciples, dedicated followers of this Eucharistic life. We are fortified and in turn led to desire to foster and affirm this life in others. Our prayers likewise serve to strengthen our shepherds, who are vital and indispensable for the Eucharistic life. Blessed Dina Bellanger, in her Lend Me Your Heart prayer, conveys the voice and yearnings of seven sisters. Quote, from your pure heart, Mary, peerless virgin, I have come to draw the most perfect love, to delight the Eucharistic heart. Oh, lend me your ardors evermore. In your blessed soul, O mystical oven, I have come to draw the love that adores, to pay homage to the Eucharistic heart, Virgin of Love. O, lend me your heart. Our Lady, O seraphic canyon, I have come to draw the love that restores, to console the Eucharistic heart, O Mother of Love. O, lend me your heart. Alongside you, angelic sovereign, I have come to draw the love that mirrors, to imitate the Eucharistic heart, O Queen of Love, O lend me your heart. Unquote. Madonna of the Grapes holds the central spot in the trifecta of Marian paintings above, yet all of the images hearken to the themes of the apostolate. All of the paintings suggest a deep foundational humility of Mary through a serene, reflective downward gaze. Likewise, each painting depicts her hands in an intentional and expressive action, yet with great tenderness, poise, and in an unhurried manner. In each portrait, humility serves as the wellspring of action. The Immaculate Heart of Mary image to the left is most often seen paired with the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and even dubbed the Twin Hearts by St. John Eudes, who promoted the dual devotion. The last wound that Jesus incurred was the spear thrust. In reality, this wound was endured by Mary, not Jesus, since he was already dead. A sword truly pierced her soul, as she was foretold in Luke 2, verse 35. And a sword is quite often rendered pictorially piercing her immaculate heart. Seven Sisters Apostolate, is mystically linked to the Sacred Heart of Jesus as our foundation and meditation in its representation of the fullness of the Eucharistic life, the core of the apostolate. The pierced heart of Mary uniquely guides our prayers for priests that are suffering, and even when offered in the midst of our own personal sufferings. St. John Eudes shares this, quote, "You must never separate what God has so perfectly united. Jesus and Mary are so intimately connected with each other that whoever sees Jesus looks at Mary. Whoever loves Jesus loves Mary. Whoever has devotion for Jesus has devotion for Mary." Unquote. The painting on the right of the threesome is Sassoferretto's well-recognized Virgin in Prayer. It portrays the prayerful posture and interior attitude of seven sisters while providing a visual icon to the apostolate anchor verse, Isaiah 30, verse 15. Quote, "In quietness and trust is your strength." Unquote. Mary consistently models for us the important discipline of prayer-infused pondering. It is worth mentioning that the painting can also serve as a depiction of Mary receiving your daily We Hail Marys. The spirit of the Marian portraits is a proper invitation to all seven sisters as we now reunite at the brim of two special months, May, our month of discernment to remain or depart from the weekly Holy Hour commitments, and June, our month of recommitment to another year of prayer offerings. Both are places of trust. Let us each be attentive as to what and where our good God is guiding regarding the apostolate. Let us be open to generosity toward an additional or different group or another place of service. Elijah's Helpers, Pro Pace, Quilt Project, Subbing for Fasting Brothers, Anchoress, or Coordinator position. My prayers heartily join yours as you listen and act. When you gain that clear sense of the Lord's direction, please inform your anchoress or coordinator so all groups may seamlessly continue in uninterrupted prayerful support of our brothers in Christ. Shared before, now offered again, is a prayer from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein. May it prove fruitful and peace-provoking in your discernment as you seek to follow Christ our Lord, as Mary as a dedicated disciple after his own heart. Quote, "O my God, fill my soul with holy joy, courage, and strength to serve you, and kindle your love in me, and then walk with me along the next stretch of road before me. I do not see very far ahead, but when I have arrived where the horizon now closes down, a new prospect will open before me, and I shall meet it with peace. Amen." Unquote. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily We Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble. St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted. St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them? Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Her cell phone, 651-283-0929. Her address, 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Her email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Spell it all out that way. Seven Sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome, new groups that registered in April to cover more priests and daily prayer, additional groups in Portugal and these USA states. Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, and Wisconsin. Internationally, there are now nearing 6,000 groups of at least 7 intercessors, many have more, in 6 continents, 37 countries, all 50 USA states, and most provinces in Canada. Currently, there are 9 groups for Pope Leo registered. More welcomed, no shepherd left behind. Recent and ahead on the calendar, how will you celebrate 15 years of God's faithfulness through His work in the apostolate? Recently, one anchoress sent her sisters 15 prayers of thanks for priests, posted on website. After each weekly holy hour of prayer this year, one sister adds 15 minutes to pray for more groups, for more priests. One sister is also fasting once a month to her apostolate day of prayer. Many groups are gathering in planned events. See below. Let us know how you will celebrate. Gratitude to Heidi of Galveston, Houston, Texas Diocese, Kathy of Green Bay, Wisconsin Diocese, Faith of Crookston, Minnesota, Mary, Sioux City, Iowa, and their teams for organizing well-attended, grace-filled apostolate events in April. Gratitude to Jason Nunez at Journeys of Hope podcast, airs Thursday, 4:30, that's April 30th, and Guadalupe Radio Network, KJMA, airs Wednesday, April 29th at 8 p.m. for an interview with Jeanette regarding the apostolate work. First Saturday, the 2nd of May, Holy Hour for 7 Sisters Seeking Discernment this month, Jeanette and Jeff. The 8th of May, 1 year anniversary of election of Pope Leo XIV. Offer your favorite prayer for him. Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th of May, overnight retreat. The title, All or Nothing, Living Every Moment for Christ. Jeanette as retreat master, Our Lady of Good Counsel in Waverly, Nebraska. Go to www.goodcounselretreat.org. Saturday, the 9th of May, EWTN airing an original film named St. Margaret Clitheroe, The Marriage of the Lamb, at 8 p.m., estimated 2 hours. From the EWTN newsletter, this original film tells the powerful story of St. Margaret Clitheroe, a wealthy woman whose courage led to martyrdom as she secretly sheltered Catholic priests amid the religious turmoil of 16th century England. Saturday, the 16th of May, Commitment Day Retreat at St. Mary's in Victoria, Texas, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., includes Mass with Bishop Cahill, Adoration, Talks, Potluck, Lunch, RSVP to Conchita, her email address, 7sistersvictoria@gmail.com, by May 11th. Saturday, the 23rd of May, Annual Retreat in South Louisiana, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Grand Coteau Retreat Center. Retreat talks by Sister Mary Magdalene and Sister Mary Peter. Questions? Contact Father Sam Fontana. His phone number? 337-457-8107. Saturday, the 30th of May, a day of renewal at Our Lady of Lourdes in Carver, Massachusetts. From 8 to 3, $20, includes Mass, Adoration, Lunch. Talks on Mental Prayer by Father Joseph Briotti and Sister Bernadette Reese. RSVP to Mary. Her email address, mis9847@comcast.net. Matters of the Heart. From Veronica in New Mexico. Our Blessed Mother asks us over and over to pray for the priests. God the Father told St. Catherine of Siena to hold Jesus' chosen ones, priests, with deep reverence. I believe that my calling in life includes praying for priests. From Bonnie in Wisconsin. Knowing the power of prayer combined with the times we live in, beginning this journey with a dedicated group of women committed in prayer for a son of the church is heaven sent. We are happy to join this ministry alongside the multitude of sisters throughout the world. From Marianne in Ohio, I recently listened to a podcast with Dr. Dan Schneider, who shared a story about a man who said he was a Satanist and that his group spends 4 hours a day trying to cast spells on priests and the religious. I value my priest and want to make sure he gets all the support he needs to continue his ministry. From Rosa in Texas. We feel called to move beyond informal prayer and to make a disciplined, accountable commitment to pray for our priest. We seek the structure, guidance, and support of an apostolate that will help us faithfully persevere in this mission. From Sylvia in Arizona, I was previously an anchoress with the apostolate. When a new priest joined our parish, I immediately felt called to become his anchoress. I deeply missed being part of the Seven Sisters group and missed praying. My faith and commitment to prayer grew significantly during my time with the group. I believe God is leading me to take up this role again. I am truly joyful to say yes. Glory to Jesus, honor to Mary. From Maria in Portugal, I feel that priests are in great need of prayer. From Mary in Ohio, I am a member of the Confraternity of Christian Mothers. When I mentioned at a meeting that I had read about a young priest in Italy that had committed suicide and how profoundly that had affected me, one of our members gave me a Seven Sisters brochure. I knew at that very moment I was being called to start a Seven Sisters group. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis, no names known, within a particular diocese. These special hours for special circumstances carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. Inquiries about starting a group, contact Jeanette, her email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Pro Pace, Latin for peace. In November 2024, an opportunity opened to pray for the souls of priests in purgatory. Groups of seven are to band together. The commitment for each intercessor will be to attend Holy Mass on one's unique day each week and offer one's personal Mass intention and personal communion for the souls of priests in purgatory. Anchoress, registration forms are on the website. Appreciated and loved quilt project. A double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters prayer, and a quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quilt for a retired priest or on how to get this started in your diocese, contact her email address, quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a Seven Sisters group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayer of her choice every day and prays for two unique countries to increase prayer efforts for priests. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the communique and sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors ever welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from the website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through the web email with amount desired and your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands, ask pastor's approval prior. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags or packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. Available on web as a free download. Recommend 80-pound silk for best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate address and quantity, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling. Available in English and Spanish. Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests. Beautifully printed on a 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the diary of St. Faustina, by a Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing. 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website. Click on About folder and scroll to the bottom. Choose In Remembrance. Follow the prompts. Or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. The priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register these special groups through the website. The Spanish translation of the communique, posted and archived on the website. The translation link is sent with every communique, commitment prayer, and guidelines booklet in Spanish on the website for a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to group members. Visit the apostolate website today, www.sevensistersapostolate.org. Please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sevensistersapostolate. And I'm not able to pronounce the one in Spanish, but you can also go to the facebook.com and find it there. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Madonna of the Grapes, pray for us. St. John Vianney, pray for us. St. Margaret Clitheroe, pray for us.